Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on this Friday. It is the 12th day of the month of April, already quickly approaching the mid-month. And as we look outside, it's got lots of cloudy and rainy weather across the northeast corridor. However, in the central portion of the nation, it's great. West Coast, another area of low pressure is working its way towards Northern California, but L.A. and San Diego are looking pretty good. Here are the details as far as the aviation hubs are concerned across the nation. Looking at Atlanta first, it looks like good weather into Atlanta. Might be some rain showers in Charlotte, but no major problems in and outbound of that city. And looking at South Florida, with fair skies from Tampa all the way down to Key West, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm. No problems weather-wise there. Texas is looking pretty good in Houston, Austin, and also Dallas-Fort Worth. Dry weather, no problems in and out of that place. Gusty winds out of the northwest in Chicago, but the weather's looking pretty good. Just a little bit of clouds and showers have ended during the early morning hours. We'll get into a clearing trend in the afternoon. And fair and seasonable conditions in Minneapolis, St. Paul. In the Denver area, looking pretty good. Dry conditions, temperatures pretty much where they should be this time of year. And looking at fair weather in San Diego and L.A., as mentioned, increasing clouds. Looks like some rainy weather for San Francisco. Clouds for Oregon, but looks like generally fair conditions for one day in the Seattle area before more rain moves in later on this weekend. Weather across the northeast corridor, that covers from D.C. all the way up to the Boston area, centered across central and northern New Jersey and New York City. We're looking at clouds on Friday with rain and wind. Some of the wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Now, that's going to make some trouble getting into the Newark area. JFK and LaGuardia is probably going to slow things down because of the strong winds and because of the potential of some heavy thunderstorms. But temperatures will range generally in the 60s. At night, the rains will end. The trend will be towards clearing. It looks like maybe some early showers Saturday, then some clearing for the afternoon. Another area of low pressure will be arriving later Sunday. Starts off fair skies on Sunday, but then gives way to the chance of some rain. Monday and Tuesday of next week from D.C. to Boston, looking pretty good with temperatures in the 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day. Talk to you first thing on Saturday. Take care.